Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What time is it?
It's 3:45.
No, it's football talk.
43.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
By Paramount Plus, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, bro.
That was good. Did somebody look at the time? I know Clint did.
Killing it, dude.
I'm trying to see if I can slide him in every time. Clint, I see somebody on the text line from the tees already said, listen, I'm a Longhorn fan, and Arch is trash, and there has to be another option. And it seems like things have turned in the last week or so. And I've seen a lot of conversations about Arch and, hey, man, I think people are kind of going over the top with him, being unfair about him. It's not just Arch, or Arch is not being put in a great situation. Arch has thrown for over 1,100 yards. He's got 11 touchdowns, 5 picks, and he's got 5 rushing touchdowns, 160 yards. But in particular, in those games against Ohio State and Florida, the two – you know, power four teams they played. He's just 430-plus yards, 3 touchdowns, 3 picks, no rushing touchdowns in that period. So it does look a little different there. But do you think he's getting too much blame right now? Because there are some arguments there with his offensive line. They have the highest pressure rate in the SEC. And also his skilled position, guys, I know you've talked about a bit. Man, they had 15 yards rushing against Florida from running backs, and he led the team in rushing. But do you think he's getting too much of the blame?
No, but only because I just don't believe that a quarterback ever gets too much or too little. Like, I mean, the reality of it is when it's bad, you talk about getting too much, and when it's good, you get too much. So you just got to take the bad with the good. And I think it's fair. Now, look, I think you've got the element out there where if you write a story or if you have an opinion and it includes the Manning last name, then obviously it's going to get clicks. And so you've got a lot of piling on, if you will. But I don't think there's any way around it. He's not a freshman in college. As you've mentioned many a time, it's his third year in this system, and it hasn't been good. He has not been good. Now, a lot more goes into it than just the fact that he has not been good. The O-line, as you mentioned, has not been good. I think they got a real speed explosion problem at Texas relative to what we've typically seen at Texas.
Their best receivers are redshirt freshmen, right? Like, and you talked about that. Yeah. One of the things that stuck out to you outside of him is just –
I mean,
don't look like Texas.
I think Wingo is a guy that plays on Sunday. Wingo is a guy that when and I don't even know if he's healthy, but he's a guy when he touches the football, it is like you can tell that's a different dude right there. But you look back on Texas. I mean, Texas usually has a running back that can do that. They usually got an above average tight end. They usually got 2 or 3 wide receivers that can catch a screen and take it the distance. Right now, they got one guy out of all of them that I feel like stands out on Saturday when you watch him play. And then on top of that, you got a quarterback that his arm talent and his athletic ability are nowhere even remotely close to where the hype was around that quarterback. That's just the reality of it. So the bottom line is he's a guy that's going to have to win between the ears. He's not a guy that's going to keep plays afloat because of his athletic ability. He's not a guy that's going to be able to fit balls in windows that other guys can't. He is a pro-style quarterback that is going to have to win between the ears. Now, look, they all got to win between the ears to some degree. His margin for error is slim to none simply because all the other stuff was overrated. And it was overrated since he came out of high school. This isn't – I mean, I know there's a lot of people piling on right now, but this has been a
– That part you don't think is a pile on, just no, that his skill set.
I just – unfortunately, his last name and the way that he was built up and then the fact that he couldn't live up to it is what is driving all this. But the reality of it is you know, most quarterbacks in college need some reps. The offensive line is not as good as it typically has been, and the speed is not there that typically Texas has. And I think I haven't studied Sark enough to comfortably and confidently say this, but there's a lot of folks out there that believe that Steve Sarkisian's offense and his play calling has been subpar.
People just text that in. Don't leave out Sark. He's got to be a part of it. And
well, I know.
I just can't
bad.
Tell if it's Sark, if he's handcuffed. By what Arch is capable of doing, and that is why it looks the way it does, or if it is just Sark just not putting him in the best position.
Well, I think it's a little bit of all of it. You watch that last game, and I mean, he's got a guy on a third and seven or eight that's just Sark has schemed up a corner route. He's wide open. Now, he gets hit, so you can say the O-line, but he gets hit in his shoulder, but he sells it. He should have let go of that ball a second earlier and just laid it on the sideline and let him come have his break and just drift right back down the sideline. It'd have been a 15-18 yard gain, and you're huddling up and you're rolling. But instead, you hold it a tick, you get hit, so your protection's getting hammered. You're getting hammered because you know you don't make the throw. Your coach sucks because he can't scheme anybody open. In reality, that guy was open. If the quarterback gets the ball out early, then it protects the O line and it protects the play caller. It's a little bit of all of it, and the reality is at some point. Your quarterback's got to overcome that. Your quarterback's got to make you right. And right now, I don't think Arch Manning has enough make you right in his game to even get remotely close to meeting expectations.
Yeah, text line coming through. Champ Slice said he thinks he's injured. Text line coming through, I think Arch looked better when he was under center last year. With the support of the personnel he had last year and all those guys that graduated that are now playing in the league. Someone else said, wrong, Arch is getting way too much blame. When CJ or Deshaun Watson struggled, you always blamed it on the offensive line.
Very different.
And said no quarterback could succeed in these situations if you blamed it all on the offensive plate. But listen, there is no way that you heard us. I will speak for myself. Well, I had never just said, "Well, nobody can, no offense, no quarterback
well,
can perform."
I mean, I just sat there and explained to you why that three different. I mentioned the coach, I mentioned the play caller, the O line, and no speed on offense. What the hell else should we do? I mean, what the hell else should we do? The reality of it is, look, if your offense stinks, your quarterback's going to get hammered. If your offense is good, and I'm talking about national media, I'm not talking about me personally. Hell, I choose to take a different route and watch the film and figure out what's going on versus, I'm just telling you that the national media and just in fans in general, you look at a team that stinks, you go, the quarterback sucks. But you look at a team that's good and you go, boy, that quarterback's a Heisman quarterback. They get too much credit no matter what it is. That's just the reality of playing the position.
I'm with you. I don't think he's getting too much blame because I think he could help a lot of the situation. If like you the examples you gave, there were throws out there where you're like, oh man, the offensive line didn't protect him. There were throws out there where some of the six sacks that he got last week were throws that he just didn't trust and wasn't ready to pull the trigger. And as you said, you could see that that was a freshman, a young player that hadn't played a lot. I'm not saying he played a lot, but, I mean, he got two or three starts last year, and he's in his third year in the program. And he all of those sacks are not the offensive line's fault. And I do think he would help the situation more. No, it's not perfect. No, it doesn't appear that Texas has the normal Texas off, you know, skill players or guys around, or even the offensive line. A lot of those guys like Banks graduated, but we've watched a lot of quarterbacks make these guys better. That cat at Florida State, even though they've struggled a bit lately, he's made a lot of the guys around him better. Like we've seen that, and I bet Sark probably expected that Arch would be a guy that would pull that off too.
Yeah. You got a guy. The guy they played last week, DJ Lagway. I mean, you want to talk about a guy that's got a rifle for an arm and is an athlete, and he can't overcome what's going on in Florida in his second year.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, he's going to be the one that gets hammered for it. And is that fair? Probably not. But it's the reality of it. If he turns the season around, which they're not because he's hurt, but if they were to turn their season around and go on a run, then everybody talking about DJ Lagway would be next year's early Heisman favorite. So I guarantee you right now, Steve Sarkisian sitting in Austin right now worrying about his offensive line and his skill guys more so than his quarterback.
Yep. All right, coming up as we continue right here live on The Drive. Coming up, what you got in the four?